You're listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on science facts, actionable steps towards your best year ever. Hi, I'm Santa, your host. Yesterday, we continued with our Leave It Better series by focusing on adding value. Today, we're talking about leaving it better by being a better you, by managing your anger. Anger is a natural human emotion that I've seen totally destroy a person's relationships, their credibility, and career. It can arise when we feel threatened, frustrated, or even hurt. However, it is how we choose to handle and control our anger that truly determines our character and the type of person we are. In society, there is a growing awareness of the negative impact that unchecked anger can have on our mental and physical well-being, as well as on our relationships with others. Therefore, it's imperative for individuals to actively work towards controlling and eliminating anger in order to become better humans. One of the main reasons why it's important to control or even eliminate anger is because it can have detrimental effects on our health and our overall well-being. Research has shown that chronic anger can lead to high blood pressure, heart disease, and weakened immune systems. By learning to manage our anger through techniques such as deep breathing and cognitive reframing, we can prevent these negative health consequences and improve our overall quality of life. Unchecked anger can also have a destructive impact on our relationship with others. When we lash out in anger, we often say and do things that we later regret, causing hurt and damage in our relationships. By learning to control our anger, we can communicate more effectively and resolve conflicts peacefully and build stronger and more positive connections with those around us. This not only benefits our own mental and emotional well-being, but it also creates a more harmonious and compassionate community. In addition to our physical health and relationships, controlling and eliminating anger can also lead to personal growth and self-improvement. When we're able to manage our emotions in a healthy way, we become more self-aware, resilient, and emotionally intelligent. This allows us to respond to challenging situations with grace and composure rather than reacting impulsively out of anger. By developing this level of self-control and emotional regulation, we can become better equipped to handle the ups and downs of life with maturity and grace. Controlling and eliminating anger can also lead to greater mental clarity and focus. When we're consumed by anger, our judgment becomes clouded and our decision-making abilities are compromised. By learning to calm our minds and regulate our emotions, we can think more clearly, make better choices, and approach problems with a rational and balanced perspective. This ultimately leads to greater success and fulfillment in both our personal and professional lives. Another benefit of controlling and eliminating anger is the positive impact it can have on our overall mental health. Anger is often a symptom of an underlying issue or issues, such as stress, anxiety, or unresolved trauma. By addressing these root causes and learning healthy coping mechanisms, we can improve our mental well-being and experience greater peace and contentment in our daily lives. This will lead to a sense of empowerment and control over our emotions rather than being controlled by them. Here are 5 highly effective ways to manage anger. Number 1, avoid excessive venting. Excessive venting only serves to amplify negative emotions and can lead to a cycle of rumination and increased stress. It's important to find healthy ways to cope with difficult situations, such as talking to a trusted friend or a therapist, practicing mindfulness, or engaging in physical activity. Venting may provide temporary relief, but it's not a sustainable solution for managing emotion in the long term. Not at all. It is important to address the root cause of your feelings and work towards finding constructive ways to address them. Number two, redirect your anger. Redirecting anger can help you find healthier ways to cope with your emotions and communicate effectively with others. It can also prevent you from saying or doing things you may regret later on. By redirecting your anger towards productive activities, such as tasks that need to be completed, working out, or even journaling, you can better manage your emotions and maintain healthier relationships. Redirecting your anger can lead to personal growth, discipline, and improved mental well-being. Number three, detach from the anger. Detaching from the situation allows you to gain perspective, and it prevents you from saying or doing something, again, that you might regret later. It gives you the opportunity to calm down, think rationally, and respond in a more constructive way. By detaching, you can avoid escalating the conflict and find a solution that is more beneficial for all parties involved. Anger can absolutely cloud your judgment, as stated previously. So taking a step back and detaching can just help you make better decisions and salvage a relationship from angry words that you won't mean possibly an hour from now. Number four, learn. Lean in on why you are feeling anger. What happened? Own your part and move towards understanding. Understanding your anger is crucial in order to effectively manage and control it. By examining the root cause of your anger, whether it be past experiences, triggers, or unresolved emotions, you can start the process of addressing and processing those underlying issues. This self-awareness allows you to develop healthier coping mechanisms and communication skills, ultimately leading to more constructive ways of expressing and dealing with your anger. Number five, own it. Own how you feel, as anger can be an incredibly motivating emotion and a lightning rod that spurs you to positive action when harnessed correctly. Think what the best next steps are that will support the legacy that you are shaping. Ask yourself, what is the best possible outcome in this situation? What can I do to take it there? Suppressing anger can lead to negative consequences, such as increased stress, resentment, and even physical health issues. It's important to find healthy ways to express and manage anger in order to maintain emotional well-being. It also helps to recognize when your anger is actually justified and when it may be misdirected or disproportionate, enabling you to respond more thoughtfully and rationally in challenging situations. Understanding your anger empowers you to take control of your emotions and navigate conflicts in a more productive and positive manner. Controlling and eliminating anger is a crucial aspect of personal growth and self-improvement. By learning to manage anger, we can improve our physical health, our relationships, increase mental clarity, and our overall well-being. Self-awareness and emotional intelligence is key to creating a more harmonious and peaceful world for ourselves and those around us. It is only through actively working towards controlling and eliminating anger that we can truly become the best versions of ourselves and leave the world better than how we found it. Two podcast episodes that can provide more insights on this topic are episode number 46, It's Just Emotions. Episode number 47, Emotional Triggers. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to leave a review, follow, and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Do This First. You can also read a full transcript of this podcast episode and all 119 podcast episodes on my blog, dothisfirst.life. You can also sign up for my new weekly newsletter, which will help you get your week started on a positive note, and you'll also receive updates on my coaching circles when that opens up again, books, merch, and my public speaking engagements once they become available. Till tomorrow. Moving past the rain, moving past the pain, or past the color blue, I see power in you, past world you down. Look around, they can't be found.
champion in you.